Welcome back. You're with the News at One. The chief constable of the PSNI is to return from his holidays to deal with a data breach affecting thousands of police and staff. The body, which represents PSNI officers, Northern Ireland's Police Federation, has expressed shock, dismay and anger over the breach. Details of the names of officers, where they're based and their roles were mistakenly released as part of a response to a routine Freedom of Information request. Meanwhile, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is in Belfast today, where he's been meeting the leaders of the five main political parties in Northern Ireland, pressing for the need to return the return of the Stormont institutions. We can talk now to Freya McClements, Northern editor of the Irish Times. Freya, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We'll talk about the Taoiseach's visit to Belfast in a moment. But first, that data breach at the PSNI. We heard an angry, frustrated response from the Police Federation of Northern Ireland. Criticism, too, from political party leaders across the board about this. Is there pressure now growing on the PSNI Chief Constable, Simon Byrne?
Yeah, I think inevitably pressure is growing on Simon Byrne, the Chief Constable, and it was notable this morning in the round of radio interviews that question was put to a number of the commentators, politicians, people like Liam Kelly from the Police Federation. Was it time for Simon Byrne to consider his position? And everybody so far has been stepping back from that, has been saying, look, we need to have an investigation. It seems as if that this happened because of an error. You know, we'll wait and see how this process plays out. But inevitably, how these things tend to go, I mean, momentum does gather. I mean, it's the scale of this data breach, but also the context, that security context within which police officers have to operate in Northern Ireland that makes so significant. And I think Simon Byrne has realised the significance of what has happened, has realised he has to lead from the front. He can't be seen to have another senior police officer out in front dealing with this. And therefore, he's cut short his holiday and he's going to appear before the policing board to take questions tomorrow, which I think was very much the right approach. It's difficult to see how his position could have been tenable had he not returned to answer those questions and to take responsibility on behalf of the organisation that he heads.
Yes, so when he does appear then tomorrow before that special meeting of the policing board, what questions is he likely to face?
I think he's going to face a huge range of questions. I think it's going to be a long meeting. I think it's going to be a very forceful meeting. I mean, at the forefront of this, obviously, is trying to get to the bottom of how this could have happened, how it's possible that all this information could have been uploaded. It seems simply at the click of a button. But there will be also politicians and civilian representatives on the policing board will also be seeking answers about the security concerns, about what is being done to reassure those individuals involved, precisely where Simon Byrne places his security assessment of the consequences of this. So a huge range of questions that he's going to face, and whether or not he'll be able to give answers to all of these at this stage, we just don't know.
And Frey, has the threat assessment for PSNI officers, has that been revised? Is it likely to be revised as a result of this breach now?
Well, the threat assessment currently stands at severe, which means an attack is highly likely, and that's the highest level in this threat assessment that it can go. So we can't get any higher than that. But it's worth noting, just in terms of the context of where we are with this threat. Ever since these threat levels have existed, it's always been at that very high level, and it was downgraded for the first time last year, but brought up again in response to an increase in dissident Republican activity and the attempted murder that listeners will no doubt remember of the senior police officer John Caldwell in Oma in March. So this is the context that we are dealing with, that police officers and civilian officers are dealing with, and I've no doubt that they will be keeping that security threat under very close observation. But in terms of that formal threat level, it actually can't get any higher. And that's what we're used to dealing with here in the North.
Turning now, Freya, to that meeting between Leo Varadkar and the five main political parties today. Top of the agenda, the Stormont executive and the efforts to try to restore the Stormont executive and institutions. What can we expect, if anything, to come from that today?
Yeah, I mean, we've been here before. We've been here many times before. The Taoiseach has been here before. The Tánaiste has been here before. It's, in a sense, you might say, it's the usual round of meetings. I mean, obviously, dialogue, any dialogue is positive. We've been in this stalemate for more than a year now, and there's been no movement really. And until the DUP ends its boycott of the Stormont institutions, the Assembly will not be back up and running. The DUP is seeking further reassurances about the Windsor framework and about post-Brexit arrangements. But I mean, the background to this has been interesting in that there were the comments from the Taoiseach yesterday in the Financial Times, and he was critical of what he described as London's reluctance to work with the state, to work with their counterparts in Dublin, and saying that there was this reluctance to work in a hand-in-glove manner and to apply both pressure and support in a coordinated fashion. And that's unusual in recent times that the Taoiseach will go to those lengths of calling out London's attitude. So it'll be interesting to see what comes from that. I mean, experience teaches us that progress is made in these deadlocks in Northern Ireland when both governments are on the same page and both governments are pushing forward the same agenda. And Michelle O'Neill, just coming out of her meeting with the Taoiseach, talked about how everybody's patience really was wearing thin with this situation, but also said that there was an urgency from the Taoiseach. So it'll be interesting to see if this perhaps injects a bit of pace.
All right, Freya McClements, Northern Editor with the Irish Times, thank you for talking to us at this lunchtime. Let's talk now to Gerry Kelly, Sinn Féin MLA and spokesman on policing, about that data breach in the PSNI. Gerry Kelly, good afternoon. What is your own reaction to this data breach?
Well, I mean, it was a colossal breach. It's been described as unprecedented by many people. And to put it in context, this is every single member, police officer or staff in the PSNI. So you're around 10,000 people. And remembering that they are individuals, that they will be concerned about this, and that clearly they all have families, and the families will be concerned about it. So it's a huge difficulty. I heard you ask me earlier on, you know, what questions will be asked. There's 19 on the board, of which I'm one of the members, one of the political members. And so you will have all sorts of questions, but the obvious ones, I think, which I'll be asking certainly, is why was there no fail-safe to prevent this happening? Mm. So while you can say it's a human error, how could it be human error if someone was able to press a button and all that information coming out? The other question in my head, I have to say, is if that's what they had on there, on that system, which was the name and first initial, surname and first initial, and their roles in their jobs in the PSNI, is there other information which is much greater, and what sort of system is that held in? This is the police, and it was their mistake, but why was there not a system in place which could have sorted that out?
We heard the Police Federation saying that this could cause incalculable damage. Liam Kelly is chair of the Police Federation of Northern Ireland. He has been speaking to our correspondent Laura Hogan. Let's hear some of what he has had to say.
The Chief Constable had spoke to me this morning about this. I was on media, doing some media last night, and I have been asked the question about him, would he come back because he's currently on holidays. I understand he is coming back now this evening, and he will be at the policing board meeting tomorrow morning. And I think that's a positive move on his behalf.
The fact, Gerry Kelly, that Simon Byrne is returning from his holidays to attend the meeting that you will be at tomorrow is an indication of how seriously he is taking this breach. Do you welcome his return?
No, absolutely. I think he's made the right decision to come back. I mean, everybody needs a holiday and a family holiday, and it's obviously taken him some time, but we've all had experiences of trying to get a plane back. But it is important that he be there, I believe. But what we need to know is, you know, we have this situation. It's out. It was on a network for at least 2 hours. Other people would have seen it. I understand there's an investigation going on under ICC. Chris Todd, who's one of his duties, is at risk of data protection. That, and we will be asking as many questions as we can, okay, find out. I mean, and of course, the public need to know a lot of this as well, because they need to have confidence if they're going forward to join the PSNI, that their information is safe.
When the Police Federation talks of incalculable damage, how much damage has been done here? We know that some members of the PSNI, they're going to be undercover officers. Some will have been handling informants and so on. So potentially, what risk is posed to those people now?
Well, I don't know the depth of each individual, but it's why I'm emphasising these are individuals. There are, for instance, some who are neighbourhood police. Many people would know their names. I mean, that's part of their job. They're part of the community. There's others who are in, in intelligence and surveillance and all others. So you're dealing with a huge range of different talents and different jobs here. So I would hope, and I will be asking, that have all of them got the information that they need to, and then an assessment would be made, which we've made in any of these cases. An assessment would be made along with, and I will be asking this tomorrow as well, along with the person involved about their personal security and what measures are necessary. And that is a conversation which needs to go on.
Okay.
Well, that's a colossal job when you think of 10,000. And so that makes it all the more difficult to deal with. Freya was talking earlier on, I heard her saying about from 2009, there was a severe, the threat level was severe. People were relieved that it was reduced 2 years ago. And then we had the terrible attack, a murder attempt on DCI John Caldwell. So that's what people will be looking at. There's huge concern,
okay,
around this, and it's shared by ourselves and by all the members of the police force.
All right, Gerry Kelly, Sinn Féin spokesman on policing, thank you for talking to us on the News at One.